That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch, what is your whole deal? Hey, bitch, just tell us how you feel. You wished for a sign from above. Well, here's a podcast about boy sex, fucking, dating, and love. Seek treatment if you're boring as fuck. Seek treatment if you're unlucky in love.
Hey, is for horses, of course.
Nay, nay, nay.
Yeah, I think I've mentioned that before on the podcast that actually hey is actually something horses eat. I don't know. Have I said that before? Can we check if I've ever said that? I'll be so embarrassed if I've said
but
that
you're
already.
Saying hey is for horses.
Yeah, it came up on my
Instagram. I feel like you said that to me off pod, but you haven't said it on
okay,
pod.
Oh, well, let me say on pod that hey is actually for horses.
And what do you mean? Like they eat it? Or
yeah, it's for them to eat.
Okay.
Yeah, hay is for horses is short for hay is for horses to eat.
Huh? Because I see hay, all like see hay like on the side of the highway on a road trip, but I'm like, who's that for?
Yeah, it's for horses.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I don't know who needs to hear this, but hay is for horses.
My name's Catherine,
and I'm Patrick, by the way.
And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love.
We're live in the studio. It's just us.
I know.
Classic situation.
Well, I was saying I'm going to miss the girls because we're like, we have one more and then we're going to be on, we're not going to record for like a month or two.
Oh, yeah. Unless we do some in the 20s. That's my shit. That's
all my girls, stumpy feet like this. Few times have been around that track.
Put that in out of context, of course. my breaking news kind of. You know what? I think I have to do.
If this is about the gym or your, what is it about?
You'll see what I say.
Oh, okay. So you just got so mad.
I think I have to do an RIP for my secondary. It's just not a match.
Really? I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, wonderful person. Never even knew he was kind of on the docket.
Yeah.
I ran into him today and it was just like, well, he's 32.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
Look at me.
Not a jury in the world could convict him. Of course, there might be a civil suit. But criminally, he's not liable. Yeah. I don't know. I just was like, I don't think he has what I seek.
Yeah.
Who has what I seek?
And
who seeks what I have, by the way?
A lot of... Well, I just choked on my own spit.
Yeah. You mean saliva?
Interesting.
I'll always remember when I learned what saliva was.
What's the difference?
It's the same. But I didn't know that saliva was a word for spit until third grade.
It's a disgusting word.
It's a disgusting word.
Oh, my God.
In third grade, a person called Jeremy, who became famous in second grade for going to the hospital for swallowing a fishbone.
15 minutes, check.
Literally launching pad, became a household name in my grade. And then third grade, I was talking to him, rubbing elbows with celebs.
Starfucker.
He said something about saliva, and I said, "What's saliva?"
Wow.
And he opened his mouth. It was like this.
Ew.
But he had been chewing something brown. And so there was this amorphous brown substance in his mouth. And so I thought saliva was something that was this kind of brown goop that he had been eating. So I thought that for about a week.
It was a difficult week, to say the least.
I forget how I found out the truth about saliva, that it's spit.
It is simply spit.
Yeah.
I took a Benadryl last night, so I'm kind of slow.
Oh, interesting.
I'm kind of moving slowly.
I had so much trouble waking up today. But I've been out of my vibe of getting up at 6:30, so this is my first day back in my vibe.
Guess what time I went to bed?
What time?
8:30.
Oh, amazing.
And got up at 9.
I've been having such insomnia.
Well, I was awake from 1 to 4 looking at Amazon handbags.
Yeah.
Handbags from Amazon? Like, what?
I definitely had really weird dreams last night, but I don't remember them.
Sure. Brian got mad at me because he came home covered in cat hair, which is why I had to...
Where'd he go?
His friends. Yeah, the cat hair store. I'm so stupid today. Oh, he went to the cat hair store.
Yeah.
I'm so what? Stupid. He was at his friend's house with a cat, and then he came home and he laid all over the bed, and I got so mad at him.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. He's like, you're overreacting.
How long is he here?
My boyfriend?
Yeah.
I don't know. Huh.
What are you doing today?
I have to do a self-tape after this, but I have a full beat on.
Yeah.
me does eyeliner and concealer once.
Full beat.
What does it look like?
Very good.
Very cute.
Does it look okay?
Yeah.
Oh. I've been learning so much from TikTok makeup.
Really, have
I'm
you?
I'm still sneezy. It's so annoying.
I've talked about Bethany Beal on the podcast, right?
She is... Wait, what about her? Bethany Beal, is that the Christian girl?
Yeah.
Is she the one... Yeah, how is she doing?
Her Segs course.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Well, she. I sent this to a friend of the pod, Katie Ruth Ashcraft, who's the one who turned me on to those girls.
Yeah, she opened up our world.
Yeah, and like, because she was doing like, it was so funny because she was like, she clearly just wanted to say something, but she's watched too much, and she's watched enough TikTok to know that if you're going to just be talking to camera, you have to be like doing your makeup.
100%.
So she was doing this absolute like perform, like this like I actually have to pull it up because the way she's not doing makeup, but like.
Yeah.
And she keeps forgetting that, like, she's supposed to be doing it.
That's when I try and do a Get Ready With Me. I did one in a bathroom in Portland.
I think it was, like, a
stars
collab.
Stars are just like us.
It was, like, a collab. I can't find the real...
It was a collab?
It was a collab.
Or die.
She's obsessed
with
sex.
We need to collab with those boys in the studio.
Who?
S and G.
Oh, I know. You know that S is here for a bit.
I saw that on The Close Friends.
Yeah.
Name drop. Regular
name
Jeremy. Regular Jeremy Fishbone. Jeremy Fishbone is when someone's famous and you're using them for their fame.
Oh, wait, I just realized. I forget Jeremy's brother's name.
That's crazy.
Did he have one?
That's crazy.
His
this town is all about Jeremy Fishbone.
His mom's name, I always remember, was Blanca. Because
that's a great
that
name.
Was the name of a street fighter. And I was like, wow, that's crazy. Your mom's name is
my dad threw my mom a surprise 40th birthday at a bar in Houston called Blanca's.
It's every mom has a surprise 40th.
And guess what? It was the first time I wore eyeliner on the waterline. I was in the 7th grade. I'll never forget.
Yeah.
Because I remember because there was another dance going on. I'm sure I've talked about this in the pod, which is crazy. I'm sure I told you guys that my mom's 40th. It was so fun for her.
Yeah.
I was like, she seemed so fun.
Was she surprised?
I believe so.
Yeah.
It was such a cute bar, Blanca's.
Blanca's. Street Fighter is interesting. You ever play Mortal Kombat?
Yeah.
The way that Katana and Melina made me feel as a youth, like so special.
Rolly suitcase.
Yeah. Especially, I have to say, Milana.
I don't remember.
She was the pink because the girls all wore leotards except for Sonya Blade, who just wore like kind of workout attire.
But the Billie Eilish of pop stars.
Yeah.
The Billie Eilish of Mortal Kombat.
But the other girlies were like these kind of one-piece bathing suits.
Cool.
Which I thought was so chic. All in different colors. Jade green, of course. Katana blue. And then her kind of evil sister, Melina, was pink. And I just thought it was like these gorgeous women in these color-blocked leotards.
Oh.
Knowing karate of all things.
Yeah.
Trying to kill one another, of course. Two of them are sisters. One of them's evil. I'm obsessed with the evil
That's
one.
So porny.
Yeah.
And cool.
Yeah. And of course, I love their mom, Sindel.
I don't remember any of that.
By the way, Sindel was purple. She, even though she was a mom and had gray hair, yeah, she's going to go ahead and wear a purple unitard. And she could fly. And that, so like that was really cool. And a lot of people at my grade didn't necessarily know how to get her to fly, but I did.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What other games did you play?
What other games did I play? Well, me and my brother famously had this, like, on Super Nintendo, we had this, like, Flintstone Super Nintendo game. And it was one of these games where, like, it's, like, imitating a board game, kind of. It was kind of, like, before Mario Party. It was, like, Mario Party, but Flintstones characters.
Yeah.
It was so fun, and we were our only ones of our friends who had it. And it was huge for us.
That's massive.
And then... And you couldn't even find it in stores. I want to say we somehow got, like, the only copy available in the United States. Like, I don't know where it came from, where we got it, but, like...
Where do you come from? Where do you go?
But then we were burgled.
That's a great word. Your family was burgled?
My family was burgled.
To get the one copy. To get the one copy.
Look at me. When I was six, my family, Meredith Marks' family, was burgled.
Yeah.
The only thing the burglar took... Our Super Nintendo and our games.
That's crazy.
We suspect from down the street. Yeah, not to say someone's first and last, but...
Jeremy Fishbone.
No idea. No idea where he is now.
You know, my family was burgled when we lived in London.
Did they take anything? I didn't know you lived in London. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did, I guess.
You did, you guess. When I was 3 and 4, I lived in London. And they burgled us while we were getting pancakes.
What did they burgle from you?
I don't remember, but I remember the they, like, found some, like, scuff marks on one of the windows. They're like, this is where they crawled out. And my mom was like, no, that's just, like, where my daughter plays.
Wait, similar, like, when I was burgled.
When were you burgled?
Isn't it so crazy they only took our Super Nintendo?
That is wild.
And our games. And
well, they'd want to play. They're like, I need your device.
And
look at me being mouse core.
My mom's friend Maureen came over. Baby Belle is such a like vibe.
I just feel like it's bad to have cold brew on an empty stum.
Yeah. Oh my god.
But this is not what I want right now.
The way I brought this to kindergarten.
The way you'd make fake lips.
Oh, I never thought to do that, but that's so smart.
It's so fun.
Did I ever tell you my horror story of kindergarten? Well, you know that everyone hated me in my kindergarten class.
Because you were quiet?
I don't know why, but I know that, like, later it was revealed by someone who was in my... You know those people that are, like, in your kindergarten class, but then they're actually also in your, like, 8th grade class?
Yeah.
So... a girl from my 8th grade class, like, revealed no one liked me. And... then looking back, it made sense. I was like, it was like in Romy Michelle when they look back and they're like, yeah, we were always behind that building. Like, I was like, I was always alone. Mm. And famously, like, for some, because you know, like, you know, the iconic institution, nap time?
Yeah.
So, like, for nap time, you had to, like, bring in a pillow and, like, you put it under, like, in this little compartment under your seat. And then when it was nap time, you had to pull out the pillow and, like, put your head on it. Mm-hmm. And so you had to bring it in, and you could bring in any pillow you wanted. And my mom had gotten, like, a sewing machine, and she was, like, being a sewer. And so she, because I liked dogs at the time, and so she, like, aww, made me this, like, pillow slip cover.
That's so
of
cute.
All these, like, dogs. And then, but... So
and then but so and then but so
and then but so like you the first time I took it out, I guess I clocked, like, people thought it was stupid, like, I was like mocked, and I was like, okay. And then from then on, when it was nap time, I would just like put my head straight on the table, like, no. I wouldn't like take out the pillow. Crisis averted. Except like monthly we would change tables, like, mm-hmm, and there would be a huge mix up and a shake up, and you would find yourself at a new table when the smoke cleared. And so when you were assigned your new table, you had to take your pillow with you. And so literally when, like, Mrs. Keefe would be like, and Patrick, you'll be at the green table for the next month. You have to then take your pillow out. And I would take my pillow out. The second I took it out, everyone would start pointing and laughing and be like, oh my God, look at his pillow. It's so stupid.
Wait, what?
And I would, like, be trying to hide it as I moved to, like, the new table.
That's so sad.
I know. It was just a normal pillow. It was a blue background with, like, little all different
blue
colored
background.
Yeah. The pillow had a blue background. So you couldn't say it was gay. Blue is a boy color, by the way.
Blue is a boy color. You're straight as the day is long.
Blue, iconic of masculinity.
That strong, strong blue. Well, you know, when I was in kindergarten, my teacher called my mom because even though it was 90 degrees in the Houston heat, I wouldn't take off my navy blue sweater.
Oh, interesting.
Because I was ashamed of my hips at age 5.
Oh.
Isn't that cool?
I shit my pants in kindergarten.
Really?
Denied it.
I'm pissed on the log flume, age 9. Thought I was so smart. No one would know because there's already water.
I'll always remember having shit my pants and being like, I'm just going to take I'm just not going to admit it.
And that's,
like,
crazy.
And then everyone was like, something. Everyone in those, like, something smells so bad. I remember seeing the teacher's, like, assistant, aww, like, smell near me and, like, say to the teacher, like, it's him.
Your face was probably so cute when that happened.
It was adorable.
Oh my God. What are you doing today?
I just thought that I'm not sure. I can't remember if I have something.
I want an arrow. I want to get my sister in heart health, Hailey Bieber's smoothie after this.
Oh, I'll go with you.
I actually, but I'm like, okay. I'm in a time crunch because Brian was like, I can help you from 11:30 to 12:30.
Oh my God.
I was like, okay, on the clock.
Yeah.
Boyfriends be on the clock, like.
Boyfriends do be on the clock, like.
Although he did the dishes last night, so I owe him major blowies today.
Yeah. Does your place have a dishwasher?
Yeah, but I don't know how to use it.
Well,
dishwasher.
It's just harder sometimes.
The thing about a dishwasher is that, like, I haven't had one for the past 10 years, yeah. So I'm not familiar with it, and so it actually makes it more stressful for me.
Well, by the time you rinse and load and then unload, it's like
might as well.
Well, was this worth?
You know what I always think. When I used to host an open mic, I always wanted to call it Mike as well.
Oh, I wouldn't have liked that.
Remember when you came to my open mic?
Wait, was that in that like gallery?
I don't know.
I don't remember either.
That was a beautiful time though, because it's when I took agency.
That was like.
That's where I said, you know what? If there's not a thing for me, I'm going to make it myself.
Yeah.
And if you're out there and you're a young, struggling creative. Take agency and DIY. And go to.
That was a time when I was like really transitioning from improv to stand up more. Mm-hmm. I remember clocking like there was this sort of like monolithic group of like Brooklyn stand up girls that mm-hmm. like weren't like as UCB coded. It was like you and like Mitra and Sandy and Mo and Anna Fabrega. Like I thought of you all as like one in the same.
That's nice because I feel like we were all indifferent. Like, what did you think of
me?
And
Patty. I just thought you were part of that pack.
Yeah, the wolf pack. I felt like when I started, it was like all the Brett Davis show people were like a separate group.
Wow.
And then me, Mitra and Patty like met and started doing our thing, and then we met everyone.
Uh-huh.
Wow, it was such a beautiful, beautiful time.
Yeah.
Ugh.
You know, I've been lamenting how much of my life I've missed from dissociating. I'm trying to be more present.
I think you're really present. I think.
No, I miss so much of my life to really? Discursive thought, don't you think?
Sorry.
That's why I leave things everywhere.
But you're so, like, aware of details in your interactions.
I know. It's confusing. But then
it's like, okay that you leave things places.
I'm not saying it's not okay, but I'm saying I want to be present for my life. This is the only human experience I'll have, by the way.
I know. And I keep thinking about what you said, by the way. We haven't woken up yet.
From the dream of life.
Yeah.
I know.
I keep thinking about that.
Well, it is true. If we all are going to wake up at the end of life and it will have been almost a dream, then why take things so seriously or personally even?
It's so hard not to take things personally.
Yeah.
But I've decided that I'm my own individual and no one could ever be me.
You can't take life personally and you can't take life seriously and you can't take yourself seriously.
I love that.
And nothing can be so solid.
Nothing is forever.
Yeah.
And nothing gold can stay.
And all that glitters is gold.
And by the way, two roads diverged in a wood. And I took the one less traveled by. And that's made all the difference.
And we are good as gold.
And I love when that poem is taught and they're like, it's actually depressing as fuck.
Yeah.
It's not what you think it means.
Is that the one about KYS?
Oh, maybe.
Where he's like, I have promises to keep.
That is Jingle Jingle.
All the way.
That's the one where he's like with the...
Oh, yeah.
Is it that one? Oh, you're annoyed with that. Yeah, of course. wait, that's the one
that's
where he's
like...
That's
Robert
like the Santa
Claus.
People are like, it's the Santa Claus one. It's like, that's not what it's about.
Oh, I didn't know that's a...
People love to like, it's Santa. Oh. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I don't know about that. Remember, it's like so...
And I promise to keep it miles to go before I sleep.
Do you think Pepsi ever gets mad that Coke was like, Santa's on our side?
Do you know why I need to break up with my boyfriend? Break up with your boyfriend because I'm bored. I requested him to bring me home a Diet Coke. He goes like, yeah, sure, I'll grab some on the way home.
And what did he do?
He brings me a Diet Coke. For himself, he gets a Pepsi Zero.
Oh, interesting.
Sorry. Is that the reddest flag of all?
That's weird.
What are you guys laughing about?
I just said, ew. Like, yeah, that sounds gross.
I've lately wanted to try it. I have lately, like, almost felt in, like, pushed to experiment with Pepsi Zero.
Oh, my God. You're on the left. I'm on the deep end.
I just have to understand. Yeah. Well, it's like they're trying. They're like, they saw what they needed to do, and they said, we're going to try.
Me.
And so, like, so now I owe them an experiment.
You owe them a chance.
I owe them a chance.
Did you watch the new Ariana Grande video?
No.
Yes. I watched the new Ariana Grande video. I think it's fine.
I like generally don't watch music videos.
Like, me neither, but I like, I really love her music.
Yeah, me too.
It's so good.
I never saw, I literally
that album where it's like NASA, that one's so fucking good. Oh. Everyone's being mean to her because she's dating that SpongeBob guy, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
Guess what? I don't care.
I know.
I'm like, if she, when you're are they mad? They're mad. They're okay.
Well, he did just have an infant with another woman.
They're saying that's why they're mad, but really they're mad because they think he's not conventionally attractive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, let her, but I agree.
Yeah.
It is.
When you're such on a set, like,
things happen.
When you're on set, you don't have a family.
Yeah. It's so beautiful.
And you don't have an infant.
I want a house and a car.
You should have those things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to book a really big job.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to.
I think so too.
Yes.
I wonder what your self tape is for. And of course you could never say.
It's definitely not anything promising, so yeah. I'll say. And it's also a week late at this point. But I should do it. You know, I have great natural light in my sublet.
Yeah.
Great natural light in my sublet. What a beautiful sentence. She, I remember her. She had great natural light in her sublet.
I wish I could remember if I have anything today. It feels silly that this would be the only thing I have.
It's so hard not to go to bed at 7 p.m.
I know.
When you don't have night plans, I'm like,
I know.
Hashtag night plans. What's cool is that if you say hashtag now, it makes you sound 45 years old.
Yesterday, it became 8 o'clock p.m. Mm-hmm. I wasn't quite tired yet. I had the most lovely walk to Erewhon to get Valerian root.
I love that. Did you go with Lisa or just solo style?
We parted ways after the podcast.
Gotcha.
Because it had been.
Isn't she about the most amazing woman in the world?
Yeah.
I fucking love her.
I know. I had, if we had gone as a group to Erewhon, I would have picked up Valerian root.
I'm sorry. You know, as soon as I left yesterday, I was hit with like a wave of exhaustion unlike any other.
Really?
But then I went where I feel safest, which is CVS. And I just walked each aisle.
Yeah.
Do you ever do that?
I used to do it all the time.
When do you think you'll be in New York next?
I don't know.
Do you crave it at all or no?
No, I don't right now. Crave being in my life. I can't seem to like slide into it. I can't explain it.
But just gonna slide out.
Just slide right out.
When do you think you'll hear about this job?
I don't know. Of course, like
a horse, of course.
No one was at my gym. It was like slower than usual. And I was groggy, but I'm really excited for this coming cycle.
I have another 2-hour healing session today.
Oh my God. I'm actually dreading breath work on Thursday.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. It's so intense.
Yeah.
But I think that's how you know it's good.
Yeah.
If it felt too easy, it's a good thing when you're kind of dreading something. It's like, you should probably do it.
Yeah.
Unless you know in your soul that you shouldn't be doing that.
I know. Well, so I'm trying to like get into my life and I don't know why I can't seem to get into it.
Well, I feel like it's because you're just thinking about it.
Yeah. I know. Well, I've never had the sensation of like feeling outside of my life before.
Really? What does it feel like?
It feels like, what do I do again? Like,
well, that's because you haven't worked in so long.
Yeah. Drag me.
No one has.
I know.
I was thinking it's been almost a year since I was on set where I feel most at peace and at home.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, my apartment isn't quite like all set up yet.
When's the rug coming?
I don't know. Like, they didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And Amy said about 2 weeks it usually takes.
Okay.
With that company.
What company did you choose?
The one that she sent
on our Etsy shop. Or?
Yeah, yeah.
What else besides a rug do you need?
I probably need.
I need to come over before I leave.
You have to come over before you leave.
I feel like we should just. Here's what should happen.
You should come and be like, this is what you need to
do. No, I literally want to come over. We both have our laptops and we just like order like 6 things.
Yeah.
And then you just, because then it'll be, you should finish it before you're back in a room because then you have to be there when they deliver it and it's like kind of stressful. Do you think you'll be in that apartment for a while, the one you're in? Do you like it?
I do like it, but I just don't know if I'll stay like in, I don't know. I can't tell.
Do you park in a garage?
Yeah.
Do you love it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I have my own spot and everything.
I love that.
And, but
I love that.
I think I might stay there for a bit. Maybe 2 years. I don't know.
Sure.
I've already been there for like 6 months. Can you believe?
No.
At the end of this month, I will have been in LA for 6 months.
No.
I know.
It's almost been 6 months since my stroke.
Wait, what was I going to say?
Crazy.
I forgot. Wait, what were we just talking about before my apartment? Maybe?
Feeling outside of your life.
Yeah, but
I was like asked. I was like asking you to describe the sensation.
I can't explain it.
Is it like every day you're kind of like, what would I do?
Yeah, yeah. It's like
In my mind, because you work out, like you must have everything together.
No, that's the only thing I have together. Yeah. That's why I have to grasp onto it.
What else brings you pleasure? Like,
That's what I can't remember. That's what I mean.
But I get pleasure from eating, listening to my podcasts.
I know.
Well, shopping.
Well, I will say right now, and I can't figure this piece out, like nothing really brings me joy. Mm. And it's been kind of long of that. And so I...
Kind of long of that.
Yeah. So it's...
That's like textbook DSM depression.
Yeah. I literally...
But you refuse to seek treatment.
No, I mean, I am seeking. I might be, I decided last night, maybe I'll try Wellbutrin again. I just don't want to do an SSRI again.
First of all, I don't blame you. I've been there.
Yeah. But I'm seeking treatment in terms of like meditation, talk therapy, breath work.
I feel like you're actually doing, I'm not being facetious. You're doing the work.
I am doing so much work.
I know. Can I tell you this? You remember when I broke out in hives and I was freaking out and my feet swelled up? I went to the Ekau Slada show. And I got home
with feet. Show?
Ekau Slada.
What's that?
It's a designer.
Okay.
And I went to their show and it was beautiful. And I got home, my feet were swollen up like balloons. And I was like, okay. And then the next day I was broke out in hives all over my body. This is around September. It's around September.
Oh,
and I was like,
yeah,
what is going on? I was like, hives. First this hell. I was like, okay, stroke, heart surgery, now hives. I was having the worst time of my life. I had a full mental breakdown at the City MD. Brian, of course, wanted to disown me. God bless him for sticking. I mean, the things that man has been through is crazy. So then, cut to last week. I'm at CVS picking up my Prozac. And she's looking at, like, all the medicine I'm taking. And she's like, oh, I don't think you should take those two things together. And I was like,
oh.
Mic drop. I was like, what why? Was it? It was a heavy blood thinner I was on with Prozac, which my doctor said was fine. But I'm like,
yeah.
She was like, you shouldn't take these two things. I was like, I've been taking those two things with daily Allegra and Benadryl for like 6 months because I couldn't figure out what was happening.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm going to like, I think I'm going to talk to my psychologist about Wellbutrin, but then I'll have to find a psychologist. That's like,
I know, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Although my friend was telling me she does now like one of those online things.
Yeah, that's actually what I did like a while ago when
towards
the end of my Prozac journey. It was like so easy, but it was like,
well, I think I should do that.
It goes to show like.
How much is it?
I think it was on my insurance.
Okay, because right now this is what happens to me. Once every 2 months, I pay almost $400 to talk to a woman for, I'm not kidding.
I know.
30 seconds.
They're like, hi. You're like, hi.
She's hey. And I love her because she's helped me so much.
Yeah. It's crazy.
I love Xanax.
I never really like went down the road with benzos. Only like coming down, I would take benzos. If the person I was buying uppers from had them too, and I had.
What were your drug dealers money. Like? New segment.
Yeah. They were, so.
Were they like what you think? Or were they like.
No.
Were they women ever?
Yeah.
Like I always assume they're men.
I probably had like, of like.
Does that sound problematic? Cut that.
No.
Okay.
I had two.
Okay, back. What were your drug dealers like?
There were two of like ones that I was the most like long term. I had two long terms.
Two long term partners.
One was a woman who, she lived in like deep, maybe it was like. I actually don't know what area because I was always so like she would always have the distinct feeling of like, and she wasn't by any train. And so you'd have to walk so far. Yeah. And like she would always speak in whispers.
Oh, I love that.
Well, it was confusing because it seemed almost like she was trying or she thought she was talking in a normal volume.
Uh-huh.
I think she probably just had always been awake for a really long time. And
I'm picturing the woman from Euphoria.
She was actually so chill and, like, cool. And then another guy, I forget how I even got, like, I forget how he came into my orbit.
Yeah.
He lived in, like, North Williamsburg by the water.
Beautiful.
He'd always be walking his dog and we'd meet, and he ended up fucking me over so bad.
Oh, I thought you were going to say fucking you. Fucking you
no,
over why?
No, he wasn't cute. He, and he was saying.
I miss High Maintenance. That was such a good show.
Never seen a frame of it.
My first real job, I'll never forget.
Yeah.
It was the best thing. That was the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Remember when I'm like a background actor in Larry Owens episode?
Oh, yeah.
Random.
Keep going. How do you fuck you over?
Oh, he just like basically like, honestly, it was when I ended up getting sober was like, I remember I had all these calls from people I'd like fucked over on my phone. They kept calling me and I kept calling this dealer because I had paid $120 ahead of time, which at the time for me was literally an insane amount of money.
That is a lot of money.
And I don't know why I paid ahead of time, because I never, that wasn't like our usual protocol.
So prompt.
Sometimes I would trade him like some pills for other pills. So I think I was valuable to him. But I like, anyways, I he wasn't calling back and he kept blocking my number and I kept calling him from different people's. And like, and then he just never, like, he kept my $120. But at the time, I was like, that's insane. And I never got that. And then, like, literally the next day, I got sober.
Wow, that's beautiful. Yeah. He did you a favor. And
yeah.
I think, rejection was God's protection.
Yeah. I remember the girl who always spoke in whispers, like, I remember when I'm getting to her place, like, 3 a.m., having walked, like, a mile from, like, the G train. And crazy. She was like, wow, you're really fiending.
Oh, wow.
I was like, shut up. You are.
Yeah. You are. Do you think everyone does cocaine?
I think a lot of people do
cocaine. People are so casual about it. I'm like, that's a really scary one to me.
Is it? Because of fentanyl?
Yeah. And because it makes your heart go boom.
Boom, clap.
That's what boom, clap is about. Boom, clap. Yeah, I wish there was a drug that was like good for you and made you feel awake.
Yeah, it's called adaptogens, girl.
That does not work, girl.
I don't know. As someone who just had 2 Bella Hadid non-alcoholic kin beverages and...
Oh, did you? Did it hit? I do love those.
I think it hit. I don't know anymore.
Where do you get them? Whole Foods?
Erewhon. But the good flavor, impossible to find in this town.
Interesting. What's the good flavor?
Orange. The one that's like orange and blue.
Can Kin sponsor us for once?
Oh my God. Yeah. Reach out to Bella.
Reach out to BH.
It's they can't even keep it in stock anywhere.
I want to taste it.
It has like 50 mg.
I'm fiending for it.
It has like 50 mg of caffeine. So like not as much as a coffee, but enough to get you there.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know what else.
I don't know if this affects me. Do I seem better? Different?
Yeah.
Lighter?
I couldn't. My pre-workout woke AF barely did shit for me today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Should we do a letter for help?
Yeah, so you shared a dog.
Oh, right. Sorry. I have a crush on a family friend who everyone calls my cousin. We're not really cousins. We're not blood related, but I've known him since he was born, and I remember him with boogers all over his face. Ew. I'm 4 years older than him, which makes me feel creepy for having this crush. We're now both in our mid-20s.
Well, you can't both be in mid-20s.
Yeah, you're lying to us.
Unless the only exception to that is if it's 23, 27. But then...
It's still early, late.
I know.
Should we get married? I don't know. Thanks. Okay. Love you. It's a really juicy question.
I have no problem with it. I think that's what Love and Basketball is about. Having a crush on the childhood person.
Yeah, I think it's kind of a good thing. Unless it's... As long as you're okay with it not working out and him still being in your life.
Yeah.
Does he know you have a crush? We need her. We need her in the studio.
I know.
I don't know if it's a her.
I think it is.
It is a her. Okay.
I think it's fine. I don't know why.
I think it's kind of what old timey people would dream of.
Yeah, it's gilded age.
It's gilded. It's kind of like how it's supposed to be back in the day.
Christine Burrell.
Now we're all here on the apps, just fucking and sucking random people from all over the world.
Yeah,
but that's fucked up and wrong.
I think go for it.
Go fuck your family.
Go for this 21-year-old twink that you convince yourself is in his mid-20s.
So I'm sure it has to be 23, 27.
Yeah. But really, mid-20s is 24 to 26.
So maybe it's 24, 28. I can't imagine dating a 24-year-old.
To be 28 and say I'm in my mid-20s, that's really irresponsible.
Don't drink and drive. Don't say you're in your mid-20s and podcast.
When you're 28.
Interesting. We say go for it.
Yeah, we definitely say go for it. Okay, let's do a gay guy.
So bored.
enough. Let's do a gay guy. I've already read this one. Okay, this one could be interesting.
What number?
One. I, gay man, 32.
Okay.
It's my crush. My secondary crush.
Yeah.
I'm writing for advice on what to do about a situation I found myself in with my best friend of 15 years. The story, colon. We went to college together. I spent most of our 20s living together in a new city and then moved back to the East Coast during the pandemic. During this whole time, I've always been the kind of quote-unquote dad when it comes to certain things, particularly partying slash drinking. I can't tell you the amount of times I've had – oh, it's a girl. I can't tell you the amount of times
– girls matter.
I know. I thought it was going to have a sexual twist. I can't tell you the amount of times I've had to get her home safely because she's blacked out, reckless, and even a menace.
Uh-oh.
More recently, she has too much to drink. When she has too much to drink, she will turn a la Dorinda and become mean and even aggressive. When she's not like this, she's amazingly fun, smart, kind, and we have incredible times traveling and hanging out together. Just before Christmas, we had another night like this. Started great, and then she turned and became just nasty and argumentative about everything, and then out of control to the point I have to bring her home in an Uber. On the way out of the bar, two different bouncers stopped me to make sure I knew her and wasn't taking home some random blacked out girl. Okay, straight passing privilege, unless you have been straight this whole time. We got back to her place and I woke up the next day and left early in the morning. About 2 weeks went by without any communication between us. This is pretty unusual as we usually FaceTime at least once a week and text. Basically, she acknowledged that she owes me an apology, but she was having a hard time reaching out herself and thanked me for being the bigger person. I said, I love you and let's talk tomorrow because I was out at the time and she responded. When I texted her the next day, asked her how her night was, and she said, fine, asked me how mine was. I responded, and I have not heard from her since. It's been 2 more weeks. So my question is, colon, am I being too petty here? I feel like I deserve an apology or at least an acknowledgement, and why do I have to be the bigger person when she messed up? The amount of time that has passed also makes me think she doesn't really care or isn't really sorry. And I guess that's the case. Do I walk away from a 15-year friendship because of this?
Oh, I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I don't think it's petty, but I think, like, it's never petty to make a boundary when that's what you need. But I think that there is no having to be a bigger person, but I think if it's – you can do one of three things, I think. You could walk away without saying anything. But it seems like you would like to have a conversation, so you could say, this isn't working for me because of this. I love you, but I have to make this boundary. And you could talk about any concerns you have, but then respect whatever, but know that you have no control over what she says or does after that. And or you could just do nothing and keep seeing how it goes. But it'll probably just be more of this.
Yeah, I guess the options are nothing, reach out asking to talk, or reach out saying, please, let's not talk.
Yeah. I know.
I feel bad for the girl. She's obviously struggling and, like, in denial.
Yeah, which is, like, so common.
And it's so hard. Like, she's – I would just, like, have some compassion for her because she obviously is avoiding you because she feels so ashamed.
Yeah, it's not like she doesn't think she owes you something. It's that
she knows she does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or else she would be like, hey, bitch.
Yeah, I also feel like you don't have to walk away from the 15-year friendship. I feel like long-term friendships, you cannot talk for a few months or even years and come back together. So take your space because she's obviously, like, not ready to talk.
Yeah.
Does that seem good?
Yeah.
That's sad.
I know.
You guys will be okay, though.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Daniel. Dear Kat and Pat, I'm an American working in London for a small NYC-based company. I work alone and have a small office, but I have an English colleague who works remote but swings by the office every time he's in the city, about every 2 weeks. He occasionally orders packages to the office and notifies me of incoming packages. So one day I walk into my office and reception placed a package on my desk. Given my colleague didn't notify me and I was expecting a package from New York, I look at the label and confirm it has the name of the company listed. I tear open the parcel bag and then rip open the box, except I don't find the business cards I was expecting. Instead, I am greeted with a long cloth sleeve within another plastic sleeve with something inside. Confused, I read the sticker label on the sleeve, only to read padded black leather collar. I look back to the box label and, to my horror, find my colleague's name in fine print listed as a recipient under the company name. I didn't open the sleeve, but I Googled the brand name. I'm on my knees begging for this to be a pet store, but to my horror, it's a chic London lingerie kink store, and this product is not cheap. To pay paint the picture. I'm a 29-year-old gay guy. And he is a straight married Englishman in his 50s. Fuck yeah. Conservative, royalist, etc. I start to panic and think about next steps. Ultimately, I decided to go to a stationery store to buy all the necessary supplies for the special operation and putting the package back together. My question is, did I do the right thing? Should I have confessed or disposed of it all? Regardless, now I have this box staring at me every day until he comes to pick it up. Thanks for all the laughs throughout the years. Aw, you're welcome. Aww, love y'all. With much love, Daniel.
Daniel Craig.
That is a juicy story.
Yeah, it's a juicy story. It's almost like reminiscent of, and this is a thing in London, the London story of like, I walked in, or someone walked in on their
Their mom fiance
breastfeeding from his mom. But yeah, I think like there's nothing to be done. I think like,
did I do the right thing? Should I confess? No, it has nothing to do with you.
Yeah. What were you doing? I saw your collar.
Hey, I saw your
collar. I have a confession to make. I saw your collar.
Disposed of it all, definitely not. Did I do the right thing? Yeah, I almost think you didn't even have to make the fake package. You could have just been like, hey, sorry, I opened your package.
Yeah, but that would be like, I think he did do the right thing.
Okay.
I mean,
actually, opening someone else's mail is scary and illegal, right?
And also, like, now you have to see this guy who maybe doesn't want you to know he has a collar, but maybe he's saying, is it bad that I, because it seems like maybe he bought this expensive collar on the company dime.
Interesting. And also, why did he send it to the office and not his home?
I know. Because maybe his wife doesn't want him to know. Maybe he doesn't want his wife to know about that he's into pup play.
He's a pup. He's a human pup.
Yeah.
So our answer for you is your guys.
Are you into bondage?
Huh?
Are you into bondage?
Sometimes.
Really? Light bondage?
Am I into bondage? I guess not. Now that you bring it up.
I know.
Like, so much. I'm so tired.
Lately, I've been watching doctor porn again.
Oh, that's cool.
You know what I can't stand? When the patient fucks the doctor. I'm like, that would never happen.
The doctor would fuck you, bitch. As it should be. That's their job.
They didn't go to medical school for you to fuck them.
I watched one where it's like this girl, my favorite girl, Angela White, is she's like this therapist and she like makes the people fuck each other, but then like she gets involved. It's like, okay, no.
Oh, interesting.
She's like, I want you two to suck my breasts. So like, I want you two to fuck me.
There should be more therapist porn.
Okay.
I think my therapist is obsessed with me.
That's great.
I think he thinks I'm so smart.
You are.
He told me I'm his least off-putting client once.
That's hot. You are amazing. You are amazing. You are smart.
I am his least
off-putting client. And you are his smartest. You are his smartest client.
I'm sure.
This down?
I know. God knows who else he has.
God.
Probably my nearest and dearest.
I think the answer is you did the right thing with the human pop collar.
So, sometimes he'll say things like, I thought of you this week. In fact, he says it almost every week.
I thought of you this week. That's because you're quite a memorable person.
I would hope so.
You're one in a million.
One in a million.
But as my new healer would say, we're all one in a million. It's like, well, it then is who cares? True.
And as Pema Chodron would say, we're all Buddha.
Oh.
The Buddha that we are.
But some shine brighter than others. When
we realize the Buddha that we are. I don't think Pema would even say that.
I know, but I feel like some do.
Well, I certainly shine brighter than my therapist and her clients. Even Pema would have to admit.
Even Miss Pema.
I found out I've always known he had a husband.
Mm-hmm.
I found out he had a kid, too.
Kid, too.
Yeah.
I found out he had a
husband
too.
And a kid, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Toni Collette. I found out he had a kid, so
that was really good.
Sixth Sense. What does it make you feel that he's daddy?
Nothing.
It's so hot when someone's like
a dad.
Yeah.
There's this guy at my gym who's so fucking hot. It's insane, and he's like a straight dad, and like I see him on Sunday afternoons sometimes, and he's kind of obsessed with doing handstands. I don't like that kind of...
I really don't like
that sector of the fitness community. But sometimes he'll bring his girls to the gym.
Girls, like the daughters?
Yeah. Okay. And they'll play with,
I want to come when they come. Like, I'll do it with them.
He's so hot. It's crazy.
What kind?
You would hate it.
Big or small?
He's big. And he, like... He just is a dad. And he, like...
Does he have a full head of hair?
Yeah.
I could get with that. You know who was turning me on recently?
Who?
Bleep it. Bleep it. I actually can't
wait,
even say.
Wait, you have to tell me.
It's just like someone who's like, I don't even know if you know him, but he was at a
Who?
Do you know?
No, I don't know anyone.
He's so funny.
You, no, nothing will make you realize how few comics you know than talking to Lisa.
I know. She knows everyone.
Yeah.
And also, like, I remember when I went over when I was at that Ireland festival for the first time with her. And she was like, we're all going to hang out after. And I was like, oh, people do this? Like, I'm just so used to, like, literally being alone all the time. Yeah. She, like, can always hang out.
I know.
I wish I liked hanging out more.
I know.
I have to be in a, I like it when I'm in the right mood, but it depends.
I know. I'm so, like, separated from myself right now. It's crazy.
I feel like the more you say that, the more you're, like, exacerbating the pain. But I don't know how to help, so I'm not being helpful. Sorry.
No, I don't care.
I wish I had something to do.
I wish I could stop saying it. But I'll be
just be who you are.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. I don't have any advice. That's hard.
But, yeah, I wonder what I'll do today. I hope I write.
Oh, that could be good.
I know.
I'm in a place where I have, like, three things weighing on me that I can't seem to start.
It's so hard.
Is my chest red from my Benadryl?
No, it's not.
Okay.
Do you have a crush of the week?
I want to love myself.
You can go and lay us.
My crush of the week. Okay, let's think.
My crush of the week is literally Justin Bieber. Sorry.
Oh, interesting. Sexually?
Yeah.
He's such a child to me. How old is he? They're like 45 now. he got older than us somehow.
I'll always remember.
Justin Bieber just got older than us. Did you hear? I wonder. He looks so tired all the time.
Yeah, it's hot.
But is he okay? He's 29. Wow. Doesn't he look really tired?
You know
when
like Google like. Tells you like the things other people are searching for.
Mm-hmm.
For Justin Bieber, if you type in Justin Bieber, the most searched for thing is Justin Bieber face.
Interesting.
Then Justin Bieber regular.
That's because he had that face thing.
Oh yeah, Justin Bieber face, Justin Bieber regular, Justin Bieber.
I feel so connected to him and Haley.
Justin Bieber age, Justin Bieber baby
after
lyrics.
After having my PFO sealed by Dr. Love at Mount Sinai.
Oh, he's 5'9".
That's cool.
Another question people often ask, people also ask, is Justin Bieber 5'8"? And the answer is no.
No, he's actually 5'9". Honey. Honey bunny. My crush of the week is The Open Road. I love to drive. I was listening to The Cranberries on the way here. Can you imagine something better than that?
Oh, I love The Cranberries.
Why were you holding her hand?
I know.
Best song of all time. I feel so connected to Ireland.
You do.
They're not connected to me, but I just feel like I would live there forever and be so happy.
Yeah, I only was there for 5 days.
I just love it.
Remember when in Ireland when I accidentally posted
yes.
A picture of a menu of a place I was at?
Yeah.
To grin.
Can you reveal that story now, do you think?
Yeah, I could say. I met a boy in London.
Yeah.
And then, like, he was from Ireland.
Oh, right, right, right.
And he had said, when you're in Dublin, you have to go to this place.
Right.
And so I DM'd him a picture of the menu, but it was also like our 4-year anniversary of the pod. So I did a slideshow, and somehow in the slideshow, the picture of this menu was there.
And as soon as I was going through, I was like, he did not mean to post that.
It was Lop Folder.
It was Lop Core.
Oh, yeah.
What are your folders lately?
Oh, I
anything
don't know.
Good?
I mean, I don't name them. No, they're just the normal.
No, I know you don't.
So suggestions, recently added social utilities.
Sounds pretty standard.
I never think about, like, my widgets. I'm so excited for the marathon trials. They're on less than 3 weeks away.
What's widgets?
I think that's what those, like, the icons are called.
That feels so, like, when I got my first Mac, I was like, this is the sickest thing ever. I would play this game where a penguin went, where a penguin would go bounce.
I got a new Mac after Denver. Because they took so long to mail mine back.
Did they ever give it back to you?
They did, but by the time it was like, yeah.
So you have two Macs now.
I did, but I hadn't gotten a new computer in like 5 years.
Do you know what's funny? Because right after you left me, I spilled coffee on my laptop.
Really?
And I was like, oh, I'm going to have to get a new one. It ended up working. But then when it started working, my dad was like, you kind of wanted to get a new one, didn't you?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah. I kind of want to get a really tiny one for travel.
Mine's a little smaller than my old one.
Do you like that?
I'm finding I like it.
I'm finding that I like it.
I'm so annoyed because I'm out of Traders.
Oh, what is that on?
Peacock.
Shout out to my brother, who I love, but he always does this thing where he says he's getting us something, like, for the holidays, and then, like, just doesn't get it.
Said he would get you Peacock?
Yeah, he said he was like, well, it was a funny.
Charlie, this is?
Yeah, of course.
Famously, massage day, yeah. Spa day.
Spa day, hip-hop dance classes for my dad that he never got. Charlie was at the dinner table. He's like, I got everyone something special. We're like, well, he's like, Peacock subscription. We're like, okay, great. Haven't heard a single peep since. That being said, for my birthday this year, because I was making fun of him, he did get me an extremely expensive massage from my favorite massage in New York, Shibuya Spa. Actually, not my favorite massage, my favorite spa. My favorite massage is Renew on West 8th. My favorite spa experience is, of course, Shibuya at the Greenwich Hotel, which is the most overpriced shit in the world, but it's good.
I need a massage.
Where do you go here? Do you have a person?
I've been going to Sense, which is not far from here.
What's that? Is that a chain?
I don't think it's a chain. It's pretty close to my apartment.
Why were you holding her hand? I really want to go to that hot neck guy on TikTok. He's always grabbing models' necks from beneath.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? It's a TikTok guy. His videos are all like his big hands grabbing a model's neck. And people are always commenting like, are these the only kind of people you massage? But it looks so good that I want to find... Actually, I want to see if I can find it right now before I go. TikTok LA neck massage guy.
I don't want that.
Let's see if I can even find it. I bet it'll come up. Man giving neck massage. Oh my. You know what? People need to stop with the chiropractor.
Why? What are they doing?
It's so bad for you.
Oh yeah. I went to one in May here.
Look at the thing that pops up.
What
did you
it?
See that?
No.
Perineum massaging men.
What's that?
Isn't that the part between your...
Like your taint?
Ass and your pussy.
Yeah.
Or your dick. Whatever you're working with.
Do you have... Wait, what's your crush of the week?
The open road.
Oh, yeah. Do you feel hot today?
Yeah. I have my full B, a.k.a. concealer, blush, and eyes.
I don't feel hot.
Why? You look great.
I just don't.
Okay. Respect. When I watch people getting massaged, I feel like so excited. Do you mad at me?
No, do you mad at me?
Not even a little.
All right, well, that's our episode.
I'm going to miss you, girls. Okay, HeadGum Podcast. Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love. If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.